It sounds like the pivot to me. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Before Thursday's speech, Donald Trump and his daughter did a walkthrough with the teleprompter.
The font is good for you, Dan?
I like that size. If you want to make it bigger for Ivanka, do it.
For me, yeah.
And then they stuck to a script that promised to remodel the Republican Party.
He is colorblind and gender neutral.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence.
At my father's company, there are more female than male executives. Women are paid equally for the work that we do, and when a woman becomes a mother, she is supported, not shut out.
By the way, the Q in LGBTQ was an ad lib, not in the original script. It represents a category known as queer or questioning. And when the Republican crowd cheered that line, Trump paused to thank them. And there was another significant moment. When the crowd broke into the lock her up chant after a line about Hillary Clinton, instead of joining in or shouting crooked Hillary, he gently corrected them.
Let's defeat her in November. Okay.
I was eavesdropping on a few delegates on the bus ride back to the hotel. They are still terrified of Trump's trade policy, and they worried that he's too much like a Democrat, but they trust him more than Hillary. And I heard one of them say, quote, "For the first time, I think he could actually win." Now this. Next week from Philadelphia, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.